Now, this is an amazing book. I read a fair bit of it last night. How's the day job going for you? Do you ever get tired of the humdrum world of 9 to 5? Well, my next guest is one of the most exciting, swashbuckling, and probably hazardous jobs I've ever heard of. He's called the Repo Man of the Deep. His name is Captain Max Hardberger, and he joins me now. Max, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
I was expecting a more piratey voice, to be honest. I've only heard good morning from you, but from reading your book last night, I was expecting a bit of a wild pirate voice for some reason.
No, I'm afraid I'm a rather normal fellow.
You do sound normal. I was going through the brief on this yesterday, and then I started leafing through the book, and that was it. I had to leave, I had to go home, and I sat up for a good hour reading it last night. You've been leading an incredible life, Max.
Well, you know, I just had to kind of make a living as one job fell by the wayside. I had to take another one.
I was reading through your CV and trying to get a sense of you from that. It was hard. You've worked as a ship's captain, a newspaper reporter, English and history teacher, crop duster, private investigator, maritime lawyer, flight instructor, ship surveyor, commercial aircraft. It goes on and on and on. How come so many jobs?
Well, I don't know. I suspect I'm easily bored.
Where did it start? What was the first job?
Well, I mean, I started as an English teacher. And then from that, I went into working offshore in the offshore oil fields of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And teaching flying. And everything else kind of devolved from that.
I kind of got that sense of it as I was going through. There seemed to be a bit of a pattern. But the sea is a huge thing. When did the sea and sailing and being a ship's captain come into your life?
Actually, rather late in the life. I've been sailing my own boat all my life since I was a teenager, but I didn't become a ship captain until 84, so I was at that point somewhere very close to 40 years old.
Yeah. And then, when did this, like, wild adventuring kind of take off?
Well, it happened by accident. I was a ship captain, and I decided not to let these pirates steal my ship, so I snuck it out of port.
Is this the story, the very first one, on the reefs of Neruda?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
This isn't, now just to put people in perspective, I was reading this, this is basically you're in port in Haitian Bay in Haiti, and a little small tugboat comes up beside you, some armed guards get on from the port, produce a piece of paper, say that there's been a discrepancy, it's a matter for the court, they leave two armed men on board, and you start to smell a rat.
Oh, I smelled a rat the moment I saw him leaving the port office.
Yeah. So what did you do? Tell me what you did.
Well, I couldn't use violence against them because, after all, they're just innocent guards.
Yeah.
So I had to trick them, and what I did was I tricked them into going into a compartment that they couldn't get out of on the ship. Then I took the ship out of port. Once I got out to sea, I told the guards, look, you've got a choice. You can go with me to Colombia and be arrested as hijackers, or I'll put you in the boat and let you go back home, and they wisely decided to go back home.
I kind of didn't come out shooting. And that was the start of it, because this goes on a fair bit. In developing countries, I suppose, they're not quite as above board as the rest of us, and they'll very often make up basically cock and bull stories to try and steal the ship from you.
Well, they don't even have to do that. They just have to bribe a judge.
Wow. And then in some countries, that's very easily done.
No, it's done so commonly, it's routine. Judges are expected to augment their salaries by bribes.
My God. So tell me a few more of these tales. What happened in Russia?
Well, I went to Russia to buy some scrap ships, and I went along with a woman who knew the Russians who were selling them. But when we got there, it turned out the company had been taken over by the Russian mafia, and they were trying to force me to have my client come to Russia with cash, and when I demurred, they came looking for me, and this woman and I that were there in Russia had to get out in a hurry.
Now, these would be very dangerous kind of individuals. Do you have any military skills at all?
No. But of course, I'm a gun owner, and I'm fairly proficient at protecting myself, but I'm not military.
So when you got it, how did you manage to get the ship out?
Well, in that particular case,
in Russia?
The Russian case, we didn't get the ship out.
There's still a ship belonging to you in Vladivostok.
We had to get out we had to fly out. I never did get that ship out.
Oh, wow. I'm disappointed to hear there's a ship out there. You didn't manage to get out, because the rest of the book seems to get everything out. What about the one in Carmen in Mexico?
That was a funny situation where, the ship was so close to the guard shack that I couldn't have started the ship's engines without the guards hearing it.
So, yeah.
But right next to the guard shack was a disco, and So I had a local go and pay the disco to have a street party and put their speakers out front. And while the speakers were blaring music, we were able to start the ship's engines and drive away.
It sounds too easy at times, Max.
Well, I can tell you, it may be harder than it sounds. Then,
have you ever come close to like risking your life? Or
well, many times. I mean, a crop duster risks his life, you know, 300 or 400 times a day.
Yeah.
On ships, I mean, it hasn't been quite that bad. Although I've been shot at, and I've been chased. So
you've been shot at.
But I'm you know, I would have to say that I've risked my life many more times flying than in ships.
Okay, but you seem to put your life on. What's life like for you now? Are you still risking your life in them?
Well, I mean, when I have to, yeah.
My God, there's talk of this being a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, it's Mosaic Media is producing, and their working title is The Good Pirate.
And a video game as well, I'm told?
That is probably a longer-term option.
Sounds very exciting. God, is there no... You wouldn't go back to teaching history and English?
No, I would love to. When I retire, I may do that.
All right, but at the moment, there's just too much excitement and too much money in stealing ships.
Right.
Right. Well, Max, listen, lovely talking to you this morning, and look forward... Any of you who's going to play in the movie?
No. I was asked whom I would like, and I said Samuel L. Jackson.
Great. No better, man. Well, Captain Hardberger, lovely talking to you this morning, and it's a great read. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Repo Man of the Deep himself. You have to read the tales of just... He sounds so unassuming. The things he's getting up to lure people away and get the ships out of the docks. Incredible.